on the line, I have Mr. J. Timothy Quirk, and he is, I believe, the creator and producer, I would say creator, of the Barnaby Druthers Radio Theater program that KTWH volunteers were part of earlier this year, and what an exciting project. So welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Michelle. It's a pleasure to be here on KTWH, and it's an honor and a privilege to be talking to you, Michelle.
Yes, wonderful. Yeah, so I know listeners, if they're regular listeners, they've been hearing all the promos about Barnaby Druthers and KTWH crew, and we also have been playing Barnaby Druthers on part of our programming for years. So tell us what your involvement is, what it's all about, and yeah, just let's talk radio, theater.
Absolutely, yes. I'm the creator and the writer and the producer of Barnaby Druthers, but we have a team that creates the entire thing. We have a director by the name of A.J. Lynn, who is a Vikings fan, by the way. To make sure that I mention that. So I wanted to bring that to your attention.
Oh, nice.
There's also a production and also a consistent voice actor, Kurt Boucher, who's part of our team. And it stars, the show stars Humphrey Ralston as Barnaby Druthers and Devin Richtmeyer as Harper Thorne. And her helper is Jandy Hanna, who plays Mrs. Kipling. There's an entire team of voice actors, approximately 30 of voice actors.
Oh, my goodness.
Whom we regularly turn to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just a one person, not just a three person, it's five people. It is an entire team that builds this creation on a volunteer basis, all volunteer basis, for the enjoyment of community radio.
That is so amazing. And so how is KTWH here in Minnesota, because you're out in Connecticut, how are we gaining access to this that we've been able to include it as part of our programming for the past few years?
Think about this as kind of like a shout-out to all of community radio stations of which KTWH is a part. When I started working in community radio, when I say work, I mean it is work, but it's volunteer work.
Right.
You know, initially, when I saw my local community radio station, I was reticent to join. I didn't know how, you know, things would go and how things would be. I eventually got to know folks at the station when I was involved locally in a community. And then eventually, I had an interview show locally that's not unlike what you do as well. And through that and through building and learning about, you know, community radio, I then said, I have an idea for an audio theater program, because I always wanted to do that. And after building with a team an audio theater program called Nutmeg Junction,
yes,
which I know KTWH also airs, which is an anthology, I then wanted to say, well, you know, we're spending a lot of time, effort, and energy creating this. I want to get it to as many ears as possible. So I started sending Nutmeg Junction out into the world. And then I found, especially after Humphrey and Devin joined us, that we had a character, Barnaby Druthers, who had the ability, I think, to, you know, have many more stories.
Okay.
And create a series unto itself. And ultimately, it was the idea, the one standalone idea of a bumbling British detective attempting to solve mysteries with his intellectual partner, Harper Thorne. It was easier to then pitch that one idea than an anthology series.
Yeah.
Where
yep.
It could be anything.
So do you have theater background yourself, or is it the radio that morphed into doing radio theater?
I will answer that by saying I had extremely limited community theater experience, where generally speaking, I only played roles that were very similar to myself.
Okay.
So the acting was limited, but I wrote about theater for a local paper. So I would write some reviews about local paper, and I got to know community theater actors and that environment. And writing was my forte and my expertise. So writing the show, it was pretty much the main focus, and that's what it's continued to be. And I'm grateful for all of the voice actors who take these humble words and then bring them to life.
That's got to be so just invigorating to know, you know, and keep you going. How many Barnaby Druthers, how often do they come out, I guess? Because that is pretty time intensive, getting the script, getting the actors, and, you know, producing it.
Yes, that's very true. And we try to come up with a new story every week.
But oh, my gosh.
But for 52 weeks, that's impossible.
Right.
So generally speaking, the goal is kind of like 30 new episodes in a year or
okay.
in a season.
Okay.
And so, you know, if we got somewhere close to that, I think we'd be very, very happy. Because ultimately, you know, the opportunity to share our stories on the air, on community radio stations, is so extraordinary. I would hate to lose that opportunity by playing a, you know, repeat episode unless that was what was in the best interest of the show, because we're still working on a script.
Awesome. Yep, that totally makes sense. So when you threw this out, it was like in December of last year, not that long ago, and inviting other community stations across different states, what was the response?
Excellent question. There was a lot of immediate response, but the difference between the immediate response and then follow through to completion is slightly different. But I commend KTWH and the many stations who were able to follow through to completion of the project, because I know, especially creating an audio theater program since 2018, it is labor intensive. It's mm-hmm. time intensive. And so I commend KTWH for working so hard to get your program complete. I'm really excited about it. And I hope that this is the precursor to more to come.
Yes. I love to hear that. And the crew that participated in this last one, they're all ready to go. And so now they're all looking at me again saying, okay, Michelle, what are we doing? And yeah, it is time intensive, but we have a pretty good core group here that you may be hearing more from us. And I really appreciate that invitation.
Oh, absolutely. We not only have Barnaby Druthers scripts, we have other scripts if your team is interested. I would love, one goal that's kind of behind the scenes of mine is that eventually I would love to see audio theater groups at every community radio
yes.
station, you know, that creating their own content, and we would build a community that way. And if this is in any way, shape, or form a part of or a start of that, I'd be very, very happy, because there's a lot of talent out there and there's a lot of interest. And sometimes it's just a question of how does one start? How does one get the ball rolling? But once the ball rolling is, you
yes.
get that acting bug. And then,
well, no, this is really the nudge we needed, because when we were first creating this radio station 14 years ago, that was one of our first priorities of programming was radio theater. We had like sound effects made, you know, like the board and the ding dings, and we had casts, and we had but trying to find the scripts and then the practice time. And we did one live performance as a fundraiser. And so starting, not trying to create it from scratch, but to piggyback on what you've already done, that's a huge piece of it, like you said, finding the material. And so I see this partnership just being beautiful, because we are geared up and ready to go here in Two Harbors. So you might not get rid of us.
Oh, I would love that. I hope we continue that conversation off air, just so I can learn more about what you did to perform live. I think that is an extraordinary, you know, thing to do. I do want to give a shout out to your team, you know, Tom Kohler and Mary Crowdier, Janet Kringle, Shane Dickey, Sherry Q, Richard Scharf, Erica Adams, John Kringle. Of course, you, Michelle Miller, and Leo Bayview.
Yes.
you know, who did an extraordinary job on the episode. I hope that the KTWH listeners listen in.
All right. Awesome. Thanks for the kudos. And Tom Kohler is actually here in studio. I'm going to be talking to him right after you about his experience from this end.
Oh, can I also give a shout out to Fran Collier, Collier, who did the production. She did a fantastic job for your team. And so I also wanted to give her a shout out as well.
Oh, for sure. Yes. Yes. She went above and beyond on that. And yeah, the end result is amazing. And we're going to be airing that next Monday, March 3rd at 1 p.m. So listeners, you can tune in to see the final result.
And the hopefully the first of many stories in this new incarnation of audio theater in 2025 for KTWH.
Yes, I'm on board. Well, I have to let you go. Time goes so quickly, and I so appreciate. I'm talking with J. Timothy Quirk here with Nutmeg Junction and Barnaby Druthers Productions. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Michelle. It was a pleasure to be here.
All right. We will definitely be connecting off air throughout the months, I believe.
Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. Thanks. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Bye-bye to you.
Yep, bye. That was J. Timothy Quirk, and we're talking all things radio theater today of that production of Barnaby Druthers that, again, is being aired on Monday, March 3rd.